This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. Invent America. That's our theme for this hour. I want to welcome all of the Home Talk USA radio listeners, not to confuse you. The Invent America show is part of the Home Talk USA radio family, where we talk to inventors, entrepreneurs, talk about the technologies of the future. So we want to welcome all of you that's now tuning in. My co-host, she's with me right now, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita!
Hello, Michael. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. I got to let my audience know that next week you're going to have to ride this ship alone because I'm going to be taking a hiatus, and I know you're excited to take over next week, and looking forward to you with another great topic.
Well, you know, I love filling in for you because so many of your guests were inventors at one time, and now they're in the business world. And I find it fascinating to be able to visit with them and see what they've accomplished and, you know, where they currently are finding, you know, their challenges and being able to share their products and their successes with everybody, because then we walk right into an Invent America show that is dealing with inventors just trying to get their product out there. So it's a learning lesson for everybody.
Yeah, you're right. All the products and technologies at one time were just starting out, you know, and but now due to the Invent America, we have a great blueprint for all future companies, right?
We do. And one of the things that I talked to a gentleman last week that had 40 or 50 inventions out there, and he worked for a big aerospace company and had learned a lot and everything. And he hit on a target that I had just been talking about with another inventor that was, you know, don't minimize the reach that your product may have. And so we're going to talk about that. That's going to be an exciting show where it's like, you know, all right, you're working in this little niche, but your technology may be applicable in other areas. And he goes, at one point, I was doing this, and somebody said, what about this thing out here? And now he is helping in space. And he goes, when I did my original patent, I would never have thought of that.
You're right.
So when we talk about the technologies of the future, that's exactly where we are, is Invent America on Home Talk USA.
Now, let me ask you this now. Let's talk about how prototyping happens in stages, though, because, again, we're just trying to lay out a good blueprint for our audience.
Well, inventors, they've got a picture in their head or a video in their head, And as much as I would like to say, oh, I can read your mind, I can't read your mind, and the prototype guy cannot read your mind, and neither can the patent attorney, even though they think they can. So what we've learned is that, you know, there's stages of prototype. Your first one is your basic duct tape, cardboard, Legos, whatever. But then it's not, you don't go right into the manufacturer's prototype. So this topic, we're actually going to split into two versions. This one is going to be early stage, and then that second weekend, and a second week in the new year, we're going to go to the more advanced stages of the prototyping because, again, nobody can read your mind. And so they've got to go in steps where you, the inventor, yeah, can say, oh, I wanted it to go like this. Oh, let me try it. No, it needs to be stronger. Oh, no, this part needs to move left to right instead of top to bottom. But you don't know till you try it. And in the old days, all right, they would have to go out and make a full-scale prototype and, yeah, you know, for tens of thousands of dollars. And now we can do a rapid prototype, so it's not nearly expensive to test the different prototype versions. And I'll get people that say, I had a dozen. You know, I've got a whole museum full of prototypes until we, yeah, got it right.
And this
so
is
you never know.
And this is the stage where you don't want to rush. This is where it's got to come to a complete halt right here. Because you want to make sure you, yeah, get it right. You want to make sure that you do some testing on it or whatever, because this is so crucial, because this can be the success or the failure of your product or your technologies. And one advice I can give, and I'm sure you're going to back me up here, please, whatever you do, if you're listening to me, if you never listen to anything I say, do not take any shortcuts. Do not take a shortcut. Don't.
Oh, my God.
And if somebody tells you, well, we can cut this back to make it affordable, this. Look, don't take any shortcuts. Just put the technology that's in your head. Don't take any shortcuts. And let's see where it's going to lead you.
Yeah. And there are certainly places where an inventor can squeeze some money. This is not it.
No, this ain't it right here.
And if they pay attention to the stages and what we're going to talk about in the next couple of weeks, they will learn how not to. The most costly part, Michael, is making the mistake. It's because, yeah, they tried to cut a stage out, and then they say, oh, yeah. Well, they find out, you know, if the mold was made and it's a half inch off, they got to do it all over again. They got to pay another $30,000 for the mold because they didn't take that next stage prototype and go to test it.
Yep, that's right. Don't cut the stages here, no matter what your investors tell you, no matter what the bank tells you, no matter what maybe the guy down the road tells you. Don't shortchange yourself. Just block it out of your mind. Put again, take it from a thought into a piece of paper, because if you can think it and you can write it, I'm telling you, it can be done. It can be done.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Well, and a lot of inventors don't realize, so you get your sexy, shiny prototype done that you can show proof of concept, and it looks really great. But now when you go to manufacturing, that rapid prototype has got to be redone in what is referred to as a manufacturer's prototype.
Yep.
And that, again, goes through different stages of being able to get it into the marketplace. And sometimes they're not easy.
Now, especially when you decide to go with it, and then all of a sudden something technically could be wrong, and then you print out 10,000 of these products out, and then all of a sudden you have a problem, and you done waste yourself $50,000 because it's wrong or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We had a lady years ago. She was doing a very cool new baby teether, and she's gone to market with it. She's sold tens of thousands of these. But in the beginning, and everybody has an in the beginning story, she had to go to market. She had to get a mold made, and it was a quarter of an inch off size to meet the industry standards, and she had to start over.
Well, Rita, there's the
crazy stuff to pay attention. Yep.
Yeah, Rita, there's the music, so you know what time it is. What time it is, Rita?
Oh, we gotta go pay some bills, Michael.
That's what I. Is there anything I can teach you? That's it right there. We gotta go pay some bills. All right, this is Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. You're listening to the Invent America Show with my co-host, the Inventor Lady herself, Rita Crumpton. We're gonna be back with another topic, another guest. Stay tuned right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. I'll be right back with Rita.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us for this segment of Invent America that is very happily part of the Home Talk USA family. And we want to make sure that we thank our base home, which is Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, GCN. We are very, very grateful. Today we're talking about prototypes and the different stages of prototyping. Our guest today is Noah McNeely. He is the founder of Product Quick Start and also one of the sponsors for Invent America. Noah, thank you so much for being with us today and for being a sponsor.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So you have helped more than 200 inventors develop their ideas, get from, you know, I have an idea, to that, in some cases, multi-million dollar exit events, which is kudos, good for you. You know, as they're going through the prototype process, you know, a lot of our inventors, you know, our earlier ones, they were able to do their own original kind of version of the duct tape and cardboard one. And then some inventors have got, you know, a rapid prototype machine in the garage so they can take it, you know, to step two. Some of them are very adept with Legos and, you know, can, you know, kind of get that part done. But there's that one phase in there where sometimes they've gone to a prototype guy, somebody that's more a little more specialized in the rapid prototype machines, and they need then the proof of concept prototype. You work more now in that third phase of the sexy prototype and manufacturer's prototype. So tell our listeners, what is Product Quick Start? If I didn't get all of it in there, let them know, and then we'll move on.
So Product Quick Start is the reason I require a lot of caffeine every day. it's actually my second company. I ran a company for about 15 years, and we did all sorts of product design, development, prototyping, manufacturing for mostly very big clients. And I always felt like the inventor entrepreneur got a little shortchanged in that model. So about 10 years ago, I reached what my wife calls my midlife crisis, and I left that company. And we're still friends, long story. You know, not going to go into that now. But that's how I started Product Quick Start, really to focus on the needs of smaller clients, people who haven't done it before, inventors, entrepreneurs, early stage companies. And that's really where my passion is, and I do everything related to making stuff. So design, engineering, and of course, like we're talking about today, prototypes and manufacturing beyond that.
Well, and so many inventors, they don't realize, you know, they'll get one, what they feel is their proof of concept, but a lot of times it is just Legos. I've seen some good ones made out of pipe cleaners, but even those are not going to qualify as truly right. Proof of concept prototypes. But then there's, you know, proof of concept, there's the sexy prototype, there's the manufacturer's prototype, and so many inventors don't realize how many stages. And the more you are involved in that, you know, certainly that sexy stage and the proof of concept, the manufacturer's prototype, you can avoid some really tragic mistakes money-wise, if you know that when you go then to the manufacturing portion, even if it's a short run, that it's exactly what the inventor wants.
Right. Yes. So Those pipe cleaner, Lego, Play-Doh prototypes are extremely valuable and useful. Everyone should try to do them. Some people aren't comfortable doing it. That's okay. I start at that stage with people, and you know, some people just have an idea on paper, and I can help them with that crude step first. That's a level of proof of concept where you're proving, hey, do the physics even work? And that's great, but that's not going to prove, can it be manufactured? Can I actually produce a product and get it into the world? And that's where these other prototypes come in. And we do go through 3D printing and all sorts of sophisticated methods like machining and everything else to learn what we don't know. And in many cases, by that point, we're trying to learn, A, is this a product that has a path to manufacturing, and how would we manufacture that in a cost-effective way? So that's where we do work with factories, sometimes on those the prototype adjustments and development. And then the other thing you're trying to learn often is, well, is someone going to buy this or license this? Is it a cool enough product that I can show it off, not in Lego and pipe cleaner form, but in, hey, this is a real product or could be a real product form if you want to buy it or partner with me to make it.
So, you know, when an inventor is saying, okay, I think I'm going to call Noah and talk to him, what do you need from them?
So there's no universal answer on that other than I need any chance. So the first thing we're going to do, we're going to talk about what you're trying to do, where you're trying to get to, and then I can help strategize how to get you there. It's different for everybody. So
yeah.
Short answer, I need to understand what you're trying to do.
And imagine this, you don't have a crystal ball, you can't read their mind. You've got to be able to talk to them and see what they're doing as much as possible. So thank you so much, Noah, for being with us today. We will talk again and have you on again. I've got some other topics for you. But we're going to wrap that up today. Thank you again. And everyone, if you've got questions for me or for Noah, please get in touch. We are happy to answer questions for you and point you in the right direction. So stick with us. We will be right back.